Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, God's word says in Deuteronomy 28:12, says the Lord will open the heavens if you bring in the first fruits, if you bring in the tithe, the first part of what God gives you, if you bring it all into him and you offer that to him. He says the Lord will open the heavens, the storehouse of his bounty, to send rain on your land in season and to bless the work of your hands. Think about it. He'll bless the work of your hands. You will lend to many nations, but you will not borrow from any. And I'm seeing what we're seeing firsthand right now within the VFN family, and that's where I'm seeing God. I'm seeing people's lives. I'm seeing what they do. I'm seeing how they go after God. I'm seeing how they have an abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. You know, they're hanging out with God. You can find out more. If you need an abiding plan, you can go to iabide.org and request your free plan today. I give you a simple plan to be able to do it. And even 10-year-olds are hearing from God, and it's just powerful. We'll share more about that as well a little bit later on. But God loves you, and He wants to bless the work of your hands. But the thing about it is, you know, we're demanding a blessing from God while we do not honor God. We need to be able to honor Him not just with the first fruits, but also with our lives. We got to say, you know, it's about a relationship. It's not a religious encounter. So I'm seeing somebody. This is somebody right now. This is how God's interacting with His people. This is how we're seeing Him move amongst us. And it's just, when you hear about it, it's like, that's what's written in the Bible. It's like, isn't that so cool when your walk with God lines up with the Word of God, and what's happened to others now is happening to you, and you can look how they handled it and you can respond accordingly. We're seeing this. One particular encounter was that God had spoken to me about a particular situation. He showed me in a dream, a prophetic dream, about some things that were going on with people that didn't have insurance during hurricanes that came to Florida, for example, and they brought a lot of destruction, and people that had insurance immediately went in and started doing some repairs, but those that didn't have any insurance, you were just stuck. And in that, I just kind of stored that away, and the Lord showed that in my heart that was a major need. That was going to be, and we tried to help out with all the Katrina situations and the Ivans and different hurricanes in New Orleans and all. But that was called to a meeting by a friend of mine. He said, listen, we're wanting to be able to provide housing for many of the people that lost their homes through the hurricanes and the losses. And first thing I was going to say, you know, I don't have time. You know, I'm just don't have time for that. But then the Lord reminded me of what He told me, that there's people that have no way out. They need somebody to help them. And of course, the voice of the Lord just stopped me dead in my tracks. And I committed. I said, yeah, I'll be there. And I showed up at the meeting. And I'm sitting in this meeting talking to some friends of mine who are wanting to put this stuff together to be able to help people with their houses and to get houses and get some sort of grant that was going to go and help people on the Gulf Coast who lost their homes. And this one particular man that was there, who was kind of heading it up and leading it, and he was kind of bringing us together, I was watching him, and all of a sudden, while I'm in this meeting, and we're kind of sitting at like a boardroom-type table or something, the Lord reminds me of the dream. He reminds me specifically about the dream. Then He tells me about somebody in the VFN family had actually went to this man in history, you know, some time back and applied for a mortgage to be able to get a home. And he was turned down. It was just real, you know, just shut off, basically. They weren't going to give them a loan or whatever. So I'm sitting there, and these things are coming together, and God's just speaking to me while I'm listening to Him talk. And so all of a sudden, the Lord just laid on my heart, well, if this man is true, what he's saying is true, and he wants to help people, then He will help this couple, this family. And so I looked at him and I said, well, you know, and I'm not going, thus sayest the Lord or nothing. I'm just saying what, by the way, that's how we need to talk as believers. We just need to say what God is leading our hearts to say. And so I said to him, I said, hey, if this is true, you know, if this is true, if truly this is what you do, you want to help people. I know of a person that applied for the same situation. They needed help. and you know, several months ago, and you turned them down. You know, if this is true, if in fact, you know, you want to help people, then you will help them because they meet this total criteria. And so he looked at me and he said, "We will help him." And so he immediately began to dig through all of his paperwork and all that type of stuff. And he calls me back and said, "We found their contract. Yeah, they were denied, but we will work on, you know, getting them," because he's building brand new houses. This is, I'm talking about brand spanking new house. It was being built as we were talking. And so he says, he started working with this particular people that they rejected. Now, because of the word of the Lord, and this is what God wants to do for you, he will guide you every step of the way. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. And you're the church. He's not talking to a building. He's talking to you. He cares about you. He cares about, you know, your family. He cares about what's going on. So then the income that this particular couple was making was not high enough to be able to purchase this brand new house of such a high value that it was. So God was moving so powerfully that they kept lowering the price of this brand new house. They kept lowering it and lowering it. You know, so many people are saying, "I need more money. I got to have more money," or, you know, "I need a different job." But God can bless you outside of your job. God will bless you if you're honoring God. And this couple has honored God. They abide with God. They walk with God. Their fruit is true, you know, and so, I mean, they're real like everybody else, but they just love God, you know? And so what they do is they lower the price of this brand spanking new house 50% off. 50%. They lowered the house 50%, brand spanking new house, to be able to meet the ratios for his income, their income level, so that he can move into this house. Is that not awesome? I'm telling you, God can do anything. Listen, it doesn't matter what's happening in the world. It doesn't matter what's happening in nations and all these different things. What matters is, what are you doing in the nation of God, the ethnos of God? You know, Jesus is making a new nation, a new ethnos, of which he's the head. And we are part of the body of Christ. God loves you, and God's got a plan for your life. Look, he gave them a house at 50% off. And he was able to go to the house while it was being built, their family was, and they wrote on the 2x4s, they just wrote the word of God, thanking God for all the house that he was giving them. And it was just really cool. And today, they are living in a house that God gave them at 50% off. Why? Because God spoken to that situation. He gave a word of knowledge. He gave a prophetic dream. He organized and orchestrated a divine meeting. He put it all together where it was delivered at a specific time to a specific person. Even though they rejected this person at first, these people at first, God changed that man's heart, and they went out and hunted these people up, told them they'll do it, built them a house, and gave it for 50% off. Listen, that's the God that we serve. We have so many encounters like this, and we want to see that's what happens. What happens is that, you know, Moses said this. Moses said to the Lord, when the Lord was talking about leaving because he was disappointed at this people, and they were running after other gods and other things in the wilderness, and so, you know, God was talking about leaving, and so Moses said, you know, how will they? The only thing that makes us different than anybody else is your presence. It's the very fact that you're with us. Think about it. The very fact that you're with us, and that's what God wants. And he says, if you go, God, if your presence goes, how will they know us from anybody else? And that's the whole thing. These things are supposed to be happening in your life so that your very presence in the midst of chaos, in the midst of all the things that are taking place, that you stand out, that God's blessing, God's glory is on, you know, not that you're perfect, just the fact that they see God's all-surpassing power in your life, even though you're a clay vessel. They see that God's blessing you in the midst, why others might not be, that aren't serving him, aren't being blessed. And it's not so that we can say, hey, you know, I'm being blessed and you're not. It's to make them jealous for God, that they want the very same God. They want a relationship with him. And this is the best witness you could ever have, is getting a true relationship, a abiding relationship with God, and watch God do awesome, awesome things. I think about another situation where You know, we had a couple that, you know, God has called into do a church plant, you know, and a VFN church plant. And with them, they just trusted God. They began on this journey, and they were going, doing everything they needed to do to go through basic discipleship and go through Vine Fellowship Network University and being trained up and being able to be launched. And they did, and everything, God provided everything. He sold their house for them in 2 days. In this economy, within 7 days, it was sold. There was a contract, got a buyer in 2 days, and God just moved powerfully in this economy without changing the price or lowering it down. And then not only that, the couple that bought it from the couple said that you can even stay in it until it's time for you to go to the state that you're going to go to. And then when they get to the state they're going to go to, they get there, and within a short period of time, God gives them two jobs on the same day within 10 minutes of each other for the very same company without either one of them even knowing or the company even knowing that was taking place. I mean, he's blessing them because they're obeying him. God's going to take care of you. He's going to totally take care of you. Yes, there's a 9% unemployment rate. That's because the church is in sin. That's because the church turned their back on God's way. It means we need to humble ourselves and repent and turn from our wicked ways. But I'm talking about people that have already done that. I'm talking what happens when you turn this way. When you turn this way, when you go the way that I'm talking about, and I'm only talking about the way that the Lord would say go, then it's at that particular point you start seeing, after you've proven your faith that you're going to walk with him, you're going to see him begin to move powerfully in your life. There was another situation, you know, where one particular spouse was called by God to be able to step into a particular area of ministry where there was no guaranteed resource of income in that particular thing. I mean, of 97% of the church is robbing from God. I mean, let me tell you, most of those who are going to follow God, quite often, if they're following God, you know, and speaking truth and not, you know, motivational moments, that right now during this situation, it's going to be tough for them. And so with that, they did this. They just said together, they decided this is what we're going to do. And so the one that had a part-time income gave that up and just dove into the work of the Lord. And many people are being blessed today because of their obedience. And they waited for this, by the way. They waited for God's confirmation. And God gave two specific, detailed, confirming dreams showing specifically why he was doing this, what they were supposed to do, and that it was basically a command. This is what you're supposed to do. And so they both agreed on it and just trusted God. And so in that, they went for a long period of time, just doing what you got to do to be able to get through those moments of learning. You know, God gives you a promise. He takes you through a time of learning the principles so you can actually keep the promise when he gives it to you, and then he brings you into the promised land. And so with that, all of a sudden, the spouse that continued to work at the job that they were working at gets a phone call and finds out that there was a particular, they created a position that didn't even exist. There wasn't even a position at this particular place that they were working. There was not even a position there. And, you know, God's word says that your gift will make room for you. They created the entire position. They interviewed this person, and they said, we want to give this to you. And then they tell her. Then they tell him. Then they tell this person. Think about it. Then they tell these people. Listen to this. This is what they tell them. I'm going to give you a $20,000 raise. $20,000 raise. Think about it. Who gets a $20,000 raise? God's people get. It's a 9% unemployment rate. 9% unemployment rate. And he gets a $20,000. They get a $20,000 raise. And it's twice what they gave up. It's twice what they gave up to be able to obey God. See, the question is not, will God provide for you? The question is, will you trust him? Will you begin to believe him? Does God do all these things amongst you because you obey some law or because you will believe? Do you believe that he exists and he rewards those who diligently seek him? Do you believe that he designed the very season and the time and your address and even where you are at this very moment to see if you would reach out for him and acknowledge him, though he's not far from you? Do you want to take the path that we're seeing so many take? We have story after story, you know, of God, you know, doing what he does. It's just totally amazing. And it's just, I mean, that's your gift from God. And then you can share that with people over and over and over again to let them know of the goodness of God. We're still talking today about what happened in the days when they were writing the Word of God and writing the Bible. Listen, it's still happening today. It's still happening today. God will bless the work of your hands. Deuteronomy 28, 12. God will bless the work of your hands, but you've got to trust him. You've got to honor him. You've got to begin to bring the whole tithe, his tithe and offerings, because that's what you're saying when you do that, that he is your provider. You, no matter what he gives you, you're honoring him with that. And when you do that, that's between you and God. It's not between anybody's trying to manipulate you or anything like that. This is between you and God. And God sees that. And you can trust him and you can have faith to know that these kind of encounters are going to happen to you. A house, a brand new house at 50% off. Think about it. A brand new house at 50% off and a $20,000 pay raise and going to a brand new state in a brand new city, getting a contract on a house and selling it within 7 days, renting it back, and then giving both the couple brand new jobs in a short period of time and lots of benefits with it. It's just amazing. This is an adventure you want to go on. We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.